حدث يوم خمس مرات رواه مسلم. As Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the example of this five times salah, the salah we're reading five times, the example of it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, is like the example of a stream that is flowing with a strong flow. In other words, not just a stream that is flowing or a river that is flowing, but it's got a good flow. When a river has got a good flow, the effect it has in terms of cleaning is much more, because now the water is hitting against you with a force. So because of that, Rasulullah ﷺ is saying, it is like being at the door, just at your doorstep, you've got a strong river that is flowing. يَغْتَسِلُ مِنْهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتٍ. And you are bathing in the strong flowing river five times a day. In other words, you are going and you're reading salah five times. It's like you taking a bath in the strong flowing river five times a day. Will there be any dirt remaining on a person's body who cleans himself so nicely? So this namaz is like that. It's like you're going inside a strong flowing river, cleaning yourself properly. So salat has the same effect. It cleans you up nicely as far as your inside is concerned, your internal side is concerned. That now whatever sins, etc., minor sins this refers to, whatever minor sins a person has, this cleans it up properly, it polishes it, like that water that is flowing, the river where a person baths in it. Ulama explained that when it comes to major sins, big sins, then a person has to resort to tawbah. It doesn't happen such. Allah's system is not such. Obviously, if Allah Pak wants to forgive any sin, He can forgive. It's His prerogative. But the system of the world is where a person has committed a big sin, and a person has to make tawbah for the major sins. But minor sins, because of his innal hasanat yudhibna sayyat, minor sins, Allah Pak makes it such that Allah Pak removes it just by a person doing some good action, good deeds. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala forgives his minor sins. Today's hadith, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul ma min rajulin muslimin yamutu fayaqumu ala janazatihi 40 rajulan la yushrikuna bihi shay'a la yushrikuna billahi shay'a illa shafa'ahumullahu fihi. Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that there isn't any person who passes away and there are 40 people present for his janazah namaz. Except, and these are such people that they don't commit shirk in Allah. In other words, these people don't ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have to be very, very pious people that are attending his janazah. But they are people that have iman in their heart. They haven't ascribed any shirk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 40 like these type of people are present for his janazah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the intercession on his behalf. So much Allah Pak wants to forgive that this person maybe wasn't a good person. But the fact that 40 people were present for his janazah namaz, making intercession for him, Allah Pak will forgive. Therefore, it's nice to go and attend somebody's janazah. We make it a point of attending somebody's janazah salah. Allah Pak will make it such that when we pass away, inshallah, people will come and attend our janazah. So this is one of the benefits, is that when there are 40, in one hadith it comes 100, and another hadith it comes 3 rows, where there are 3 safs. Therefore, sometimes you'll find when there's a small crowd also, maybe a person is a foreigner, people don't know him, so they'll get few people, but yet you'll find that they'll try and make at least 3 safs. You might wonder why, because of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining that there were 3 safs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this person's, Allah Pak will accept the intercession on this person's behalf. So ulama explained what is the difference. Qazi Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi, he gave a nice explanation. He said that there's no contradiction in the hadith, that one you got 100 people, this hadith that we did today is 40, and one is saying 3 subs. It's according to the person, the questionnaire. The first person who asked a question, he asked with regards to 100 people. Rasulullah ﷺ told him that the 100 people's intercession will be accepted. Then this question was asked with regard to 40, so he mentioned in terms of 40. Or that person asked, what if there are 3 subs? So Rasulullah ﷺ indicated in terms of 3 subs. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, his explanation, he said, no, the explanation is such that initially it was 100, then Allah Pak's mercy, as time went, Allah Pak's mercy increased. Not his mercy increased, but Allah Pak made it easier. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easier for us. So He made it from 100 now down to 40. So like that, and then one explanation He gives, it means that if there are many people that are present, kasrat, these numbers are just used like how in the hadith, sometimes 70, sometimes 70,000. These are used to show kasrat, meaning there are a lot of people that are present. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this an excuse to forgive that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just looking for excuses to make a person's maghfirat. Today's hadith, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala kunna ma'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi qubbatin nahwa min 40. Hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one tent, and there were 40 of us present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the tent. فَقَالَ أَتَرَضُونَ أَن تَكُونُوا رُبَعَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us, are you all happy that you all will be 25%. You will be one quarter of the people of Jannah. Qulna na'am. We said, yes, O Rasulullah, we'll be very happy if we are 25, if we are a quarter the people of Jannah. Qala ataradona an takunu thulutha ahli al-Jannah. Would you people be happy if you all are two-thirds? In other words, sorry, if you all are one-third, that is 33.33% of Jannah. So qulna na'am. So we said, yes. So from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started from quarter, then he went to one-third, from 25%, he went to 33.33%. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, qala, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِي. I take an oath in that person, in that Zat, who the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in his hands. إِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونُوا نِصْفَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَدْخُلُهَا إِلَّا نَفْسُ الْمُسْلِمَةِ. I am hopeful that you people will be 50% the inmates of Jannah. 50% will be made up by you. In other words, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is because only a person who is a Muslim will enter Jannah. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ فِي أَهْلِ الشِّرْكِ إِلَّا كَالشَّعْرَةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ فِي جَلِّ الثَّوْرِ الْأَسْوَدِ. And your example is like a white hair on the back of a black ox. So the skin on the back, on the skin of a black ox, one white hair, that's your example. In other words, the polytheists, the mushrikeen, are so many, and the Muslims are so few. Your example is like that. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O kashsha'rati sawda fi jildi thori al-ahmar." Oh, your example is like a strand of black hair on the skin of a red ox. On the skin of a red ox, if you have one black hair, that thing stands out. You can see it, but it is very minimal compared to the rest of the ox. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that I'm hopeful that you will be 50% of the people of Jannah. In other words, many, many of you will be included in Jannah to create the hope, to increase the hope in us, in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to put us in Jannah. Allah Pak is not looking for excuses to put us into Jahannam. So have that hope. Ulama explain what was the reason Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said first 25%, then 33%, then he went up to 50%. In one hadith it comes that you will be two-thirds. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you will be 80 safs out of 120 safs. 80 over 120 is two-thirds. What is the reason these numbers are shown? Again, ulama explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as time went, Allah pardon, to increase the hope of the ummah, to encourage the ummah, he increased it from two-thirds, then to from one-third to two-thirds, then to half. Sorry, from 25% to one-third, and then to half, and then here to two-thirds in this last hadith, just to increase and give us hope that Allah Pak wants to put many, many, many of us into Jannah. So don't lose hope. Another explanation ulama give for this is that to increase the desire, like a person wants to give the child, he wants to give a child a box of chocolates. So he tells you, what if I give you one chocolate, will you be happy? So the child will get happy, his eyes will pop out and say, yes, I'm happy, you give me one chocolate. He said, what if I give you five chocolates? The child's eyes will get more excited, five chocolates. Then he says, what if I give you a whole box of chocolates? So his enthusiasm starts increasing. So one way of increasing the enthusiasm is to mention it step by step, so a person gets increased excitement. So here this Jannat is 100% haq, more real than a chocolate is to a child, Jannat is to a believer. So to increase our enthusiasm, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned it like this, so that we can get more excited for Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create that excitement for us in Jannat and give us the tawfiq to work towards it. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.